Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
My prayer is
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. We say thank you, Father, for healing the land. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God, the land that you created for each and every one of us. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You created all races, Lord God. And we thank you, Father God, for healing, repairing, restoring the land, Father God. Restoring your people, Father God. Because this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. If it had not been for you, where would I be this day? Oh, Father, heal the land. Heal your people, Lord God. Heal their mind, body, soul, and spirit. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. Oh, we come to say thank you, Father, for healing the land, restoring, repairing, redeeming the land. Oh, hallelujah, because you created it all, Lord. And we say thank you. Come this morning, welcome you in our services on today, Father God. Have your way in our services on today. Have your way in our homes on today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. It's all about you, not about me. It's all about you. But it's about me doing your will and your way. And I'm asking you to have your way today. Oh, I come pleading the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere. Drive out everything in the atmosphere that's not of you, Father God. And we say hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we come to bless your name today. Lift up my pastor, LaRon Matthews, to you this morning, Father God. I ask you to continuously pour your strength back into him as he pour out to your people near and far, Father God. Heal the land, Lord. Lift up the whole entire Matthew family to you today, God. Continues to heal, restore, repair the Matthews, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, we thank you for healing the land. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We lift up our neighbors, our neighborhoods to you this morning. Have your way in our neighborhoods in the mighty name of Jesus. Silence the violence all over the land, Father God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. Lift up Restoration Foundation ministry to you today, Father God. Cover each and every member right now, individually and collectively, in the mighty name of Jesus. Heal, restore, repair their families, Lord God. And we say thank you. Thank you for Elder Hunt and his entire family, Father God. Thank you for keeping your arms around them, Father God. Keeping them in your keeping care. Deacon Sanchez and his entire family, Father God. Oh, we come to bless your name today. A prophetess of a house, Father God, continue to keep your arms around her and her entire family, Father God. From the oldest to the youngest, all in between in her seeds to come, Father God. Oh, we come to say thank you for healing the land. All power is in your hands. All wonder-working power moving in this hour. May you be glorified. Oh, we thank you for a fresh fire anointing today. Destroying yokes and burdens today. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We lift up the sick and the shut in, Father God. We thank you making house calls on today, Father God. Going from house to house, city to city, healing and restoring, repairing and redeeming. We say thank you. Heal the land, Lord God. Heal and deliver your people, Lord God. Out the hands of the enemy, Lord God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We lift up Rita and her entire family to you today, Father God. She faithfully works behind the scenes, Father God. Continue to restore, repair her family as well, Father God. And her seeds to come, Father God. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. All power is in your hands, and we say thank you. Traveling grace and mercy for all your sons and daughters as they travel to and from on today. That they're blessed going out. They're blessed coming in. They're the head and not the tail. They're above and not beneath. They're more in conscious. Cause the great I am that I am. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father. We come to say thank you, Father. How you kept us all as we slept in slumber, Lord. You sleep nor slumber. We say thank you. Heal the land, Lord God. Heal and deliver your people, Lord God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father. We thank you for stopping by all the children's hospitals today, Father God. St. Jude, Shriners, Lord God. Healing and restoring, repairing those children, Lord God. Oh, we say thank you. Stopping by the nursing homes on today, Father God. Going from floor to floor, room to room, healing and delivering and setting free. No matter how long they've been bound, you able to set them free, Lord God. And I say thank you. I come to bless your name today. Lift up Mother Sydney and her entire family to you today, Father God. Continue to heal and deliver in St. Louis, Father God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. That no weapon formed against your people shall prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. Heal the land. Lift up all the homeless all over the land today, Father God. Heal and restore the homeless right now, God. Heal the land. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We thank you for this new day, Lord God. Oh, we come to bless your name, Father God. The third day of March, Father God. We say thank you for allowing us to see it, Father God. Some woke this morning, Father God, didn't know where they was at or who they are, Father God. But bless your name today. You woke us up and we know who we are and who we belongs to. We belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are bright morning star in a dark situation. Heal the land. Oh, we bless your name today, Father God. We say thank you because you have no nieces, nephews, cousins, aunts, and uncles. We all your sons and daughters. Heal the land. Oh, we come to bless your name. You know, respect the person. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come to lift our hands up to the hills where cometh our help. Our help comes from you. Our strength comes from you. Our peace comes from you. Our joy comes from you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Heal the land. Because we walking by faith and not by sight. We walking by faith and not by feeling. Faith has no feeling. Heal the land. Restore the land. Repair the land in the mighty name of Jesus. Because all power is in your hand. And we ask you to have your way, Father God. Heal and deliver and set free, Lord God. That only you can do. Lift up my daughter Tracy that's been to have surgery, Father God. I ask you to go in that surgical room and saturate it with your presence, Father God. I say thank you for it in advance, Father God. Because you is the great I am. You is the great surgeon. Hallelujah. You the CEO of the doctor. You the CEO of the universe. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We say thank you, Father. Thank you for loving us when we sometimes didn't love ourselves. Thank you for our grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Heal the land that only you can do. Restore, repair, redeem it. In Jesus' name I do pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah. To the Lamb of God, the Lamb that was slain for each and every one of us. Heal the land in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we thank you, oh Father God, this morning, oh Father God, for all that you're doing, oh Father God, in the hearts and the minds of your people, oh Father God. Oh, Father God, we praise you, we honor you, we glorify you, we magnify you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we can't do enough in the life that you have given us, Father God, to give back to you what you have given back to us. Oh, Father God, we honor you, glorify you, and magnify you with all that is in us, oh, Father God, because there's no one like you. You have kept us, oh, Father God, from the day that we came out of our mother's womb. You have even known us. Even before we came through our mother's womb, you have loved us with an everlasting love, oh Father God, and you have kept us through all our ways and our ups and our downs and our going through. Although it did not look like it looked like you had left us. And Father God, we thank you, oh Father God, for your consistent love that you have poured out upon us, oh Father God. The steadfast love, oh Father God, that you have given unto us, oh Father God, that is unmovable and unwavering, oh Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, and honor you, oh, Father God, for all that you have done and all the things that you're going to do in the lives of your people, individually and corporately, and definitely, oh, Father God, in the world that we are living in and the things that we are going through. Oh, that seems to shape our thoughts and our perception of things, but we thank you, oh, Father God, for keeping your hedge of protection upon our mental and cognitive abilities, oh Father God, that our mind is always stayed upon you, oh Father God, because the enemy is after our soul. It was after our soul since the day we came through our mother's womb, oh Father God. But you have kept us, covered us, shielded us, oh Father God. So we honor you and thank you, oh Father God, for all that you have done and all that you are going to do in the lives of your people, oh Father God. And again, Father God, we thank you, oh Father God, for keeping our souls, oh Father God, in the palm of your hand, oh Father God, that our mind, oh Father God, may not waver back and forth and to and fro, oh Father God, for we are grounded, oh Father God, in your word, oh Father God, and know your voice and your voice alone, oh Father God. Thank you, oh Father God, for keeping our will intact, oh Father God, because our will is not attached, oh Father God, to the earthly and worldly things, oh Father God, that we were so much eaten. Used in times past, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh Father God, for regulating everything in our soul, oh Father God, because we understand, oh Father God, when we was able to understand that the enemy is after our soul, which is our mind and our will and our emotions, the way that we regulate, perceive, understand, see, analyze things that we in this world that we are living in. So we thank you and honor you, oh Father God, for keeping us, oh Father God, and guiding us, oh Father God, and sending your warning angels and ministering angels, oh Father God, to cover us and keep us, to throw detour signs and block roadways, oh Father God, and caught our imagination, oh Father God, to not be geared and steered in that thought pattern, oh Father God. You captured us, oh Father God. You grabbed our attention, oh Father God, when our mind is stayed upon you. Because as times that we live, oh Father God, our battle is in the mind, oh Father God. So we thank you, oh Father God, for your blessing, your covering, and the helmet of salvation, oh Father God, upon our mind, oh Father God, and on the things, oh Father God, that we are encountering, oh Father God, in the season that we are in, oh Father God, even the thoughts that are in the atmosphere that we may catch, oh Father God, and give thought to, oh Father God. Let every thought, oh Father God, be covered by your blood, oh Father God, in the mind of Christ, oh Father God, of the heavenly kingdom that dwells within us, oh Father God, and it be regulated, oh Father God, by the statutes and the word of God through Christ that lives within us, oh Father God. Oh, so we thank you and honor you, oh Father God. Father God, we walk with boldness, oh Father God. We walk in authority, oh Father God. We are moving in dominion, oh Father God, taking territory, oh Father God, that the enemy, oh Father God, have captured before, oh Father God. But we thank you, oh Father God, for honoring our prayers and our words, oh Father God, that has taken back everything that was stolen from us, mentally, physically, and spiritually, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you for strengthening us, oh Father God. We thank you for strengthening us, oh Father God, in the areas, oh Father God, that we may have been weakened, oh Father God, and the enemy may have found a way to come in, oh Father God, maybe to our emotions. But we thank you, oh Father God, for strengthening every area of our soul, oh Father God, that dwells within us, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you for covering it, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, for activating, oh Father God, those things in us, oh Father God, that have laid dormant, oh Father God, that you was waiting for such a time as this in this season that we're living in, for it to come forth, oh Father God. Thank you, oh Father God, for sharpening our sword, oh Father God, which is the word, oh Father God, to attack the enemy in areas, oh Father God, that he may seem and try to rise up in, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh Father God, for your loving kindness, oh Father God, and all that you do, oh Father God. Father God, we trust you, oh Father God, and we thank you, oh Father God, for causing us to know, oh Father God, the way in which, oh Father God, we shall walk in this season, oh Father God. For we lift up our soul, oh Father God, to you, and know that it is in good hands, oh Father God. Teach us, oh Father God, in this season, oh Father God, to non-habitual things, oh Father God, that we have been doing habitually, oh Father God. Oh Father God, We thank you, oh Father God, for regulating those things in us, oh Father God, that may have left the door open, or they may have a back door anywhere. The enemy may try to creep in, oh Father God. Oh, but Father God, thank you, oh Father God, that we will, in this season, in the rest of our life, outmove the enemy, outthink the enemy. Why? Because of the kingdom of God that lives within us, and that Christ, Savior, is outsmarting every move and trick and tactic of the enemy so that we may walk in peace and love, in authority and in dominion, unhindered by the things of the enemy. So we thank you, O Father God, for what you're doing in this season, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for superimpose your will over the will of evil spirits and evil men and evil thoughts. Oh, Father God, inwardly and outwardly, oh, Father God, in this season, oh, Father God. Oh, clear our mind, oh, Father God. Clear out the cares, oh, Father God, and that our mind, oh, Father God, will consistently stay upon you, oh, Father God, that we will not be distracted, oh, Father God, into the assignment, oh, Father God, that you have given us, oh, Father God, to accomplish this season. And we will accomplish that this season, oh, Father God. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, O Father God, that you have placed, O Father God, in our heart and our minds to do. And it will be accomplished unhindered by the hands of the enemy, even by our hands, O Father God, that may be a trick, a subtly trick, O Father God, to think a certain way and to do a certain thing, O Father God. Oh, but we thank you for your great love, O Father God. You will intervene, O Father God, in such times as that we may go to, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, that we move, O Father God, and have our being, O Father God, in a valley of the shadow of death, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for covering us, O Father God, covering our family, O Father God, covering our friends, O Father God. Even you say your word to pray for our enemies that may be conducive and used, O Father God, to be an agent, O Father God, to say, do things that may try to unbalance us in this season, O Father God. But we thank you, O Father God, that you have taken the blinders off in every area of our lives so that we may see and move and have our being in you as you only, O Father God, in the voices and the perceptions, O Father God, although, O Father God, what the enemy knows, O Father God, is just a pervertedness, O Father God, from which you have already created and instilled within us, O Father God. I thank you for your discernment in the season that we're living in and forevermore, that we will be able to hear and see to see, O Father God, and that we will catch every thought captive, O Father God, before we speak, O Father God, that is not of you, O Father God, because we will speak life to those things that you have decreed for us to speak life to, and debt to those things that you have decreed us to speak debt to, O Father God, because we have the power of life and death in our tongue. And in your words, you have told us to catch every thought captive, O Father God. So before we speak life or death, O Father God, give us, O Father God, these areas and our mental ability, O Father God, to have court, O Father God, within us, O Father God, and what you decree and declare within us, O Father God, to speak into the atmosphere, O Father God, we shall speak, O Father God, with power and authority and measured in love, O Father God. So we thank you, O Father God, for what you are equipping us with in this season that we are living in. We thank you, O Father God, for opening up our eyes. We thank you, O Father God, for healing and giving us strength, O Father God, so that we may be able to run the race, O Father God, effectively, O Father God, that we will not faint, O Father God, but our strength, O Father God, that comes from you, O Father God, is none wavering, O Father God. Also, we thank you for what you're doing in the season and the lives of your people. We thank you for the word that you are putting in the mouths of your ministers, O Father God, that's speaking unto your people, O Father God, that it would inspire, deliver, and set free, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for healing us, oh, Father God. And we thank you, oh, Father God, that restoring everything, oh, Father God, within us, oh, Father God, that is of you, oh, Father God, that the enemy tried to steal, oh, Father God, from us, oh, Father God, to manipulate, oh, Father God, and to control us in areas, oh, Father God, that was not of you, that would thoroughly do a work and a bidding for the enemy. Well, we thank you, oh, Father God, for opening our eyes to see, oh, Father God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, but that weapons that was formed against us, oh, Father God, will be turned against the enemy that turned it upon us. And we thank you, we honor you, we praise you, we glorify you, we magnify you, Father God, because there's no one like you. We thank you for the love that you are placing in our heart in this season, oh, Father God. We thank you for that unfailing love that you've given us, oh, Father God, placing it in our heart in this season. We thank you, oh, Father God, for the discernment that you are establishing within us, oh, Father God, the upgrade that is needed in this season, oh, Father God, that you have trained us, oh, Father God, and that kept us, oh, Father God, as we went through the things, oh, Father God, to train us, oh, Father God, to come against the enemy. Because, Father God, to defeat your enemy, oh, Father God, we must know our enemy. And in our lives, oh, Father God, we know our enemy, oh, Father God, because of the things that he has done to us, oh, Father God, in our families and in our friends, oh, Father God. So we know the tactics, and we thank you, oh, Father God, for giving us the surgical, spiritual words and weapon, oh, Father God, for each situation, oh, Father God, and every war or combat that we enter, oh, Father God. It is already done. It's already, the enemy is already defeated. All we need to do is speak a word, oh, Father God, or have a heart of compassion and empathy for those and that individual, oh, Father God. So we thank you for placing that within us. We thank you for sharpening us, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for your armor, oh, Father God, that automatically, oh, Father God, I decree and declare, be put upon us every time we open our eyes and breathe your breath, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, that the equipment that is needed, oh, Father God, to fight the wars that will go through the course of the day is put upon us and shrouded upon us, oh, Father God, from the time that we open our eyes, oh, Father God, and have communion with you. Thank you, and we honor you, and we glorify you, oh, Father God, with all that is within us, oh, Father God, because you are awesome in all your ways, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for closing the gates of death, oh, Father God, and sealing up the doors of afflictions and torment that the enemy is trying to use in this season to distract us with, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for covering us, oh, Father God, in the area of memory, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you that no weapon formed against us in that area, oh, Father God, will be able to prosper to the extent that the enemy wanted to prosper, oh, Father God. Oh, brother, we thank you, oh, Father God, for letting it be used as a learning tool, oh, Father God, to come against those things, oh, Father God, that the enemy is using to come against us with, oh, Father God. And we shall come against it with a greater force that it came against us with, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, let those things, oh, Father God, that the enemy has sent out into the atmosphere fall to the ground and be dismantled, and that no weapon formed against us, oh, Father God, shall prosper, Father God, through the medical system, through technology, oh, Father God, no weapon, oh, Father God, will prosper in our lives, oh, Father God. And we thank you for what you're doing in our lives. We thank you for your great love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for covering your ministering angels that minister the word. We thank you for preparing their hearts, oh, Father God, that they would receive the word and that the word will fall upon good ground within them, oh, Father God, to strengthen them and to set them free in areas, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, Father God, for dismantling our family disputes, oh, Father God. Father God, let love and understanding rule and reign in the season that we're in, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you and honor you and glorify you, oh, Father God, for all that you're doing in the season that we're living in, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you again for covering your ministering angels that minister your word unto your people, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for covering the congregation, oh, Father God, again, so that they, once they hear, oh, Father God, of faith without hearing his dad, oh, Father God. Oh, but it will come alive, oh, Father God, up in their lives, oh, Father God. Those areas and tactics that the enemy may be using to come against your people, oh, Father God, to steal those things that you are pouring upon us, oh, Father God, because you say you will pour out your spirit upon all flesh, oh, Father God. So when your spirit fall upon us, oh, Father God, in this area that is greatly needed, oh, Father God, oh, we decree and declare that your spirit, oh, Father God, would do the work that you sent it down to do within us, oh, Father God. So we honor you and we thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you, oh, Father God, with all that is within us, oh, Father God. And we thank you, oh, Father God, for prospering your people. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name. Shalom.
Well, God bless you and top of the day to you. And I welcome each and every one of you all to a powerful prophetic experience teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. While you're coming on in, please be so kind to share with someone else that they may be blessed by the word of God on today. I welcome each and every one of you all on this day. Such a pleasure and honor to have you. I know that there's a word from the Lord for you, you, and you on this day. And certainly we're thanking God for your kingdom support on today and many of you who are joining us in this day. And certainly we bless God for you, you, and you. And as you're coming on in, if you have a prayer request, petition, if you're a first-time individual that's joining us, please let us know where you're listening in, what country you're listening in, city, station, or nation. And if you have a prayer request, you can put your prayer request right there. I will be standing in the gap with you, and so are many of those supporters that are connecting with us now who are listening in. Thank God for Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, City of Harvey, Illinois. We're just only 15 minutes outside the city limits of Chicago, and Restoration Destiny Center, San Antonio, Texas. Bless all of you on today, and thank you for engaging with us, because once you do that, you're forever connected to the frequency and the sound for which God had mandated for us to release to the land, the earth realm, and many people's lives who will be touched by the word of God. I believe this is always an intro when you're meeting new people and bringing them into understanding the prophetic presence of God in the life of the word of the Lord God. So we're thanking God for many of you on this season, time, and hour. And certainly we don't take it lightly who you are and the connection for which you are made with us on today. Let's move quickly. Those of you who are who have followed us over the last several weeks, we have been really talking about end time events, especially as it relates to this dispensation and the timing for which things are happening at this very moment, not 10 years down the road, but in the kairos of events that are manifesting themselves for us. And anytime God speaks of this timetable, he's letting us know that we are in an exact timing of him as it relates to things that are going on biblically, spiritually, in the lives of those who are with us. We will be praying for businesses today. We will be praying for families on today. And definitely we will be praying for ministries on today. It is important, tremendously important, for us to stand in the gap with many of you who are in your breakthrough season, our timing and dispensation. I know we're getting ready to see many things that we have prayed about, talked to the Lord about, begin to manifest himself in this timing for which we are in, and the season for which God had mandated it for your life, my life, and the lives of those who are connected with us. All right, pray with me if you would. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for this day. This is the day that you have ordained, made, established for our time. If we would have done today what we want to do 10 years ago, we would have missed the very moment. If we're doing what we're doing today down the road 10 years from now, we would have been too late. So God, you blew into the kairos of who we will be right now for this dispensation and epic time in the earth realm. And Father, we thank you right now. We binding up now the hand of the enemy, and we rebuking monitoring spirit in the ancient spirit of Edmosias. And we rebuking the hand of the enemy that want to agitate, irritate, frustrate, and cause us to lose sight of the purpose and the vision for which you've called us to walk in right now in the name of Jesus. Father, now we engage your presence from the winds of the south and the winds of the east and the winds of the north and the winds of the west. And we decree and declare a supernatural move for the lives of someone else right now in the name of Jesus. Touch these, your people. You said in 2 Chronicles 7 in verse number 13, if you shut up the heavens that there be no rain, but if you command the locusts to devour the land, but if thy people which are called by your name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, you will forgive their sin and heal their land. God, we thank you right now for the land being delivered, healed, and set free. Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor, and it is so in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. All right, we want to prepare many of you for this month. And when I say this month, we are in the third day. We're in the 3/3/2024. We're in the third day of this month. Now, I want to share something prophetically with you so I can let you all know how important this time is for many of us, so you can understand the sequential timetable as it relates to the equinox, the equator, the Mason-Dixon line of the earth rail, and the details of how man's strategy did not work. I want somebody to put that on your screen today. Man's strategy did not work. I'm telling you, everything that you see, a man's strategy did not work. And they know it. The other side know it. God's side is phantoming it. And the reason why God's side is phantoming it is because we were able to cross over into the new dimension for which God has already established from the beginning of time. You know, Jesus told his disciples to go to the other side, come over to the other side. Now we're working on their side. What they thought they would hide from us, we are on the other side. We're in it. We're in it right now. We're walking in it. We're breathing in it. We're seeing it. We're getting ready to establish it and getting ready to manifest. Now, many of you, I was sharing with you that this month will be very strategic in watching our enemy surrender. Our enemies will have to surrender. They will have to surrender. I'm going to go over those points that we talked about this week when I shared with you the importance of being silenced, the silence or the sacred winds of change, the sacred winds of change. I have to stick to this point of dealing with the sacred winds of change. It's because of what is going to be revealed through the sacred winds of change. The sacred winds of change will not only reveal things to you, but it will reveal things to your spirit man. And the reason why your spirit man will be revealed, because you're not speaking through your communication. You're speaking to the spirit man and revealing the nature, or God is revealing the nature of how to maneuver through the earth realm or through societies who have breached the kingdom of God and breached the things of the kingdom of God. I'll go a little deeper for some of you a little later. Someone was sharing with me as I was traveling. They had an opportunity to meet with me and converse. And one of the things people will say to you, you're too deep. I said, no, you're not deep enough. You're not deep enough. See, what we call deep is nothing. What I'm sharing is nothing, because in all of my righteousness, it's still filthy red. As much as I can go deep, there's levels and spiritual dimensions that God wants to take his people in. And so when people say that you're deep, it's not deep. You're just not open. You're not open to that spiritual dimension to study or tap in. So you God can reveal to you all things that are being made ready. All things have to be ready. Here's what the word of the Lord God said, the deep calleth unto the deep. So if you're too deep, it's that they're not being called to the deep. Because if you go swimming, if I go scuba diving on the coast of, off the coast of Haiti, then I'm going deep. If I go scuba diving off the coast of the Ivory Coast, I'm going deep into the ocean. I'm going deep. And I'm not going 5 feet down. I'm not going 10 feet down. I'm tapping into 30 feet deep. I'm going 30, 40 feet deep because I'm tapping into the beauty of the fish. I'm tapping into the greatness of things. So you have to be deep right now. And the reason why you have to be deep, because demon spirits have spiritual things that they're into. And so you have to be able as a believer to tap into everything that God has for your life. So the deep calling unto the deep. It's not that you being deep. Is that you want more than where you were at previously or prop tune some other people. Some people, I don't have to tune up. You got preachers that got to tune people up, hype people up. No, I don't have to do that with this audience because what I'm doing is giving you information, and then you'll move through the information and not necessarily inspiration. Because if you get information, you can go anywhere you want in the world. And that's the problem with enemies and religious set of people. They don't want you to tap into the knowledge and the understanding of the spiritual world of how it moves and the things that God is revealing to your life. All right, let's move into the Word of God. And I said something to many of you as it relates to the points. I want to go over all of those points that we previously discussed and talked about as it relates to walking in silence, breathing in silence, and moving in silence in this time. It is so critical to be able to know how where things are coming together. That's the word I want to use, how things are coming together for many of you. And if you follow us in our local church, I've been sharing with the local church about it's time to graduate. It's time to graduate. Have you ever been connected to people that that everything you do, they have not graduated yet? They want you to do the work so that they can graduate? No, this is requiring a work of art so that it can come to pass and the things that the Lord wants to do in people's lives as it relates to the timing of things. All right, let's move over to 2 Chronicles. I want to move over to 2 Chronicles 20 and 20 and 20 and 20. Let's go over that real quick, 2 Chronicles 20 and 20. And then we'll go to, for time's sake, we'll move to Psalm 46 and verse number, verse number 6. We'll do that first. Let's move over to 2 Chronicles 20 and 20. This is a powerful teaching, 2 Chronicles 20 and 20. Now, as I was sharing with many of you, the Word of God, all 66 books are encrypted. When I say encrypted, I got to be real sensitive for theologians and scholars and many of those who were writers of the Word of God. So I want to put this in your spirit so you can all follow me. And then the narrative of those who do what they call a fact check, or you know how people come on the social media platform and they do what they call fact checks, and they say, oh, that wasn't truth. Well, I don't have a lot of fact checks behind me. Because of my information, Sister Melody Turner, Sister Webb, and Administrator Brian and people, they can't go behind and fact check because they don't understand the spiritual dimension or the state of how God can reveal things to us. And so when I begin to reveal things to people, and then they go into the data of information, it's not on the fact check list. You follow me? It's not on the fact check list. So let me put it like this. What the Gregorian calendar established based upon Pope Gregory, and what King James established based upon 1604 to 1611, and Pope Gregory 1582 to where we're at in 2024, the fact check information, they have no data. Because as a prophet, I went beyond the data with the information that God gave me. In other words, what's not on the world map, God revealed to me from eternity. So you hear the word was formed before the world, or the world, everything was formed before the timing of God. So there's no data of what I share with them. But when it comes to pass, it's fear, they cause fear to fall upon them. For example, I said to many of the people, the present king will be, his term will be short. He'll be in a short term. Now, many of you may, you can go Google this. You can hear about what's going on with the present king over in England. And it will be alarming to hear what is going on with his life. You'll be, if you find out what's going on right now in Vatican City concerning the Pope, now all of those people are in alarm because they realize and recognize that what's going on now, the prophet spoke these things concerning those individuals and spoke these things concerning Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the President of the United States. All of these things that are happening right now, that are going on right now, all of their chief of staff and all of their secret society and all of their situation rooms are in alarm now because they're trying to figure out how is it that you can determine a specific timing of what's getting ready to happen to certain leaders, and we don't have the data. The medical profession doesn't have the data. The physics don't have the data. Their witches of Endor doesn't have the data. But you're revealing these timings and timetable. It's causing a major shaking globally around the world and even to some religious set and spiritual people because they don't even know exactly, wow, how do these things happen? So count down the weeks, count down the days, count down the hours, and let's move into the word of the Lord God. 2 Chronicles 20 and 20. Now, many of us, I want you to understand, right around 2019 and 2020, or 2020 exact, the timing that they began to talk about COVID-19 coronavirus in the list of going on. 2020 was the year that everything that was considered virus or COVID became established in 2020. So let's go to 2 Chronicles 20 and 20 to understand how the Word of God established things biblically and how Dr. Fauci, who you don't, no one hears about him anymore, his plan through these orders, through the order or the council of the Knights and the Jesuit order and many others, how is it that these things, the plan did not work? I want everybody to put this down. The plot in the scheme and the plan just did not work. It did not work. Actually, what happened is most of them are in battle with each other. And what was supposed to be cannot be because of the time cycle and the establishment of what was planned for many people from 1582 to 1982, that's 400 years. From 1982 to 2023, ending 2033 to 2024, that's 42 years. So you have 442 years. Now, each president is encrypted in a code. Every president that becomes president is encrypted. They're encrypted. So Jimmy Carter was the 39th president of the United States of America. In October 1st, he turned 99 years old. His wife passed away several weeks later at age 96. Now, listen to this. He's still alive, still here. God bless his spirit. God bless him. 39th president. He fulfills the 39 books of Old Testament. 39. Now, through his birthday, which completed October 1st, which we see the new Jewish New Year, he turned 99. If you flip the 99 around, what would you get? You'll get 66. So this Bible had been totally fulfilled. Everything has been fulfilled. Actually, it is already fulfilled, but now it solidified from the colonial system, because the colonial system is the system that derived from the ancient systems of the world, or America, or the colonies, or England Standard Version. So you get 1582 to 1982 to 2023 ending to 2024, you get total 442 years is complete. Now, on December 31st, 2023, you completed 66. Listen to this. That's completed. That means completion, Bible fulfillment, the end of 2023. All of Gregorian calendar planned for that timing has been completed, fulfilled. And now we move from 1982 under the Gregorian calendar to 2022, that's 40 years. See, that's 40 years. From 2022 to 2024, you have 2 years. So you have 442 years of completion. Now, if I take you over to King James Version from 1611 to 2011, is 400 years. If I take you to 2011 to 2023, that's 12 years. So you got 442 years under the Gregorian calendar, and then you have 412 years under the King James Version of the Word of God. And what they're trying to do right now at this dispensation of time, y'all heard about Walt Disney World trying to buy the Bibles now, all of the encrypting of it. They want to rewrite some things, and then they gave everybody other translation of things. So here's what we got. We have 400 years of 400 years of bondage, the liberty of the tribe, liberation of the tribe, the freedom of the tribe. You have 12 years of the return of the Ark of the Covenant. Actually, the tribes now are in charge. The Arks are now released. That's why Benjamin, Netanyahu over in Israel, or is it real over there now, is in deep trouble. Listen to me. Benjamin Netanyahu is in deep trouble now. It's trouble time. That you even got the United States had to airlift stuff over to those countries over there to the people. But they gave them all the military might they want. All of this stuff is happening. Everything right now to this point is happening at this very moment. That's why you got to be careful of the narrative of social platforms and people spending more time bullying each other and spending more time trying to take out other leaders in the community and other churches and other ministry. I'm not here for that. I'm here to reveal truth so that you will understand what is getting ready to befall the nation, what's getting ready to happen over in England concerning King Charles, who is in his farewell season in Vatican City, which is in the last hour. and what's going on in the United States, the office of the seal of the President of the United States. And then you see congressional leaders and Senate leaders who are at their farewell season now, and what's getting ready to manifest in the earth realm. So don't be moved by the narrative. You better be following the mysterious of what I'm sharing with you because of what's getting ready to happen. Now, 2024, this is considered the leap year. So what do you have in 2024? You have 366 days. Look at it. Listen to this. 366. This year is supposed to be 366 days in this year. 366. Three is divine. 666. Look, divine fulfillment. You see what I'm talking about? This word of God is in divine fulfillment. So everything we're doing and everything that we're following and everything that we're seeing is exactly divine fulfillment. Everything is in the divine fulfillment or the divine line or the vine. You know how Jesus talked about the vine, the true vine, and then he came by the tree and he destroyed the tree because the vine was dead. So what you're watching is you're watching vine fulfillment or divine fulfillment. It solidifies it. It's complete. That's why God is visiting the sins of the iniquities of the fathers of those ancient societies and those high-ranking world leaders, nine-ranking world leaders. That's why things are being exposed through certain leaders. And those of you, the world is dealing with what we call collateral damage. The church world or the spiritual world is dealing with sacrifice. So you're watching those who are being caught up. They were sacrificed. The world is collateral damage. So you're watching collateral damage and you're watching sacrifice manifest itself in the land. And those who are dealing with collateral damage know that it's on their bloodline. Those who are dealing with sacrifice know that there's somebody in their bloodline has to be the sacrifice. And so you watching everything in alignment coming to pass now. In 2023, in 2024, this is divine fulfillment. You are in divine fulfillment. That's why it's chaotic over in Vatican City. That's why no one can house that seat, that royal seat over there, because the Ark of the Covenant that is contained in frequency and sound. So sound is dominant factors in the land. So let's go over to 2 Chronicles 20 and 20 and understand what I'm talking about right now. Divine. Here's what he said. He said, and Jehoshaphat was stood in the congregation of Judah, that's the tribe, in Jerusalem, and the house of the Lord before the new court, and said, O Lord God, our fathers, art thou God of heaven, and rulest not thou, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen, the kingdom of the heathens, the kingdom of the heathens, and in thy hand is there not power, might, so that none able to withstand thee. Art thou our God, who didn't drive out the inhabitants of the land before the people of Israel, drew out the inhabitants of the land of the people of Israel, and gave it to who? The seed of Abraham by friend forever, and dwelt therein, and have built the sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if when evil cometh upon us as sword, judgment, pestilence, and famine, we stand before the house, this house, and in thy presence, for thy name is in the house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. And now, behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, you got to know, Moabites were people who were dealing with incest. We are the people that house the incest. Ancestral presence, incest over ancestral line. And that's why you see many people involved in blood sacrifice, in human trafficking, in bestiality, and the list goes on in the land, and folks messing with little boys, and then they're contaminating young children and trying to bring our genealogy and children into that, because the ancestral dominance is rooted over the ancestral foolishness in the land. And that's why you're watching right now a cataclysmic showdown in the land. That's why you're watching house slaves and field slaves battling within the ranking, and those who are free to move are establishing the earth realm. So this month opens you up, the third month in the third day of 2024 opens us up to the greatest mysterious of things in the earth realm. So don't constantly be fooled by the religious systems of the world. People want to teach you about their denomination, and they don't know how to tap you into spiritual realms and dimensions. They want you to be part of organization, and that's fine. But if your organism is filled with cancer, sickness, and bitterness, and you don't have it, you'll never reach that plateau of becoming the empire. You'll walk with the rest of those vampires, because those vampires who once had empires are losing it now. That's why the Rothschild's son, who was 87 years old, the last of that big heirs of the Rothschild family, is moved on. You see, a J.P. Morgan family, they're moved on. You see, Rockefeller family moved on. And isn't it interesting? I want everybody to hear that. Isn't it interesting? All of those families are fighting the Trump family, who was part of that ranking family. Isn't it interesting? So it must show us something. This must show the world something. Here it is. All of them families were together. They were all connected together. So what's going on with all of them who were once connected to those families? You follow me? It's all of a sudden a divide. So these are enemies of each other. Why? Because we are in the time where the sound cannot be denied. Let's go to Second Chronicles and understand the mess that have been created, because this is a mess that have been created. And this is all biblical and then the word, so people can understand exactly what's being done now. Verse 10, and now, behold, the children of Ammon, Moabites, and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us. To do what? To come to cast us out of thy possessions, which thou hast given us to do what? Inherit. O our God, will thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. And all of Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives and their children. Then upon Jaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benial, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the son of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation and said, hearken ye all of Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, and thus saith the Lord, be not afraid nor dismayed by this reason of this great multitude, for this battle is not yours. This battle is God. The battle we're dealing with, this battle is not yours. They're up against the inheritance in the empire, or the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant housed the sound in the names of God in the covenant, the Ark of the Covenant. So we are in the civilizational covenant in the earth realm at this time. And that is why those who are connected to God, you're walking in silence. Why? Because there's a sacred winds of change in the land. And the sacred winds of change in the land is manifesting the very a substratum of the vaults of things being revealed. To open up a combination, one must be silent. Let me say that again. If you want a combination to be open and the professional person who opens up combination or open up combination that are the loss of combination, they must do it quietly and silently. The silent combinations are being opened at this time in the earth realm, and it's being done by a sacred people that's been revealed in the earth realm. It's called the sacred winds of change in the land. So in this dispensation for which we in, this 366 days of the year, solidify divine completion, divine fulfillment, civilizational locked. Everything is in the divine fulfillment. All seven continents, every continent that the Gregorian calendar was set up to understand, they didn't understand them. So that's why the Gregorian calendar dealt with the equinox, the Mason-Dixon line, the earth realm, or when we read it from the word of God, the horizon. That's when the sun, light and darkness meet up, but they don't match up. You can go to part of the earth realm. You can go to part of the earth, where there's a part of the earth where it almost will never be dark. And the reason being is because there's light there and there's darkness, but they meet up, they don't match up. And that's in the earth. That's right here in the earth realm. And so at that place, at the alignment, the determining factor of the Gregorian calendar and the determining factor of the royal family calendar, all of these biblical people and then these royal people and these societies were trying to determine the axis, listen to this, the axis of the earth and how light and darkness can come together and match up. That's what they wanted to do. It will never match up. Light and darkness will meet up, but they don't match up. And light will always rule because light moves at 600,000 of an instant. Sound moves at 300,000. So that's 300,000 of a second that it does not connect. And when you operate from that spiritual dimension, no one can stop a man and woman of God that can transcend themselves and move. You ain't got to create a NASA or a ship. Tommy, you went to the moon. You ain't went to no moon. You didn't go to no moon. You ain't fooling me, even when I'm talking about going to the moon right now. They ain't been to no moon. You heard a book called Daniel Boone? Well, they ain't been to the moon then. So you understand that. Now, you can tap into that spiritual dimension and know, but all of the rest of what they're doing is trying to sell you something called deception and manipulation or the narrative of the world. They can do, and the interesting thing about AI, artificial intelligence, is they can create things in the earth right now to make it look so real to you. It can make it look so real to you that you will believe that it's exactly happening now, and it's not. But if you operate like a prophet like me that can move into a spiritual dimension in the spirit world, God will let you see what's going on before the world was formed. So what they formed, I could see it before it was formed, and I could tell you, no, that's not. It's deformed. That's why you got a lot of people deformed and conformed. Conform means copy. Deform means they're crazy. They literally deform because you're revealing to the world the counterfeit when the blueprint is here. I'm giving you the blueprint. I'm giving the world the blueprint of what's going on. And when you're revealing the blueprint, I'm revealing the blueprint, Superintendent Burrow Jr. I'm revealing the blueprint to the world, Sister Anadi. I'm revealing the blueprint, Sister Good, to the world. And that's why when you reveal the blueprint to the world, You're revealing the world to the exact details of what was here before it was here. And the people would know exactly the timing of God. That's why you're more feared. You're feared more than you could ever imagine. You're being feared in the earth realm. And that's why when you read the word of God, here's what he says here. This is going to bless many of you right now. This is going to bless you right now. And I'm going to tell you right now, this is for all business people. If you are a business person on here, I want you to put, I'm a businessman or a businesswoman. You have a business, right? If you're on here, put this on here. You have a business. I'm getting ready to show you exactly what the stock market is getting ready to do right now. I'm going to reveal to you, God bless you, Brother Milton Seaborn, Bishop Seaborn, and his awesome wife, Prophetess Seaborn. Bless you all on today. I love you all on today. I'm excited for you all on today. It's good to have you on with us. Listen to this. Listen to this, people of God. Those are some of my great kingdom leaders that's part of our ministry. Listen to this. Here's what he says here. He said, now listen to this. This is verse 16. He said, tomorrow go ye down again against them. Behold, they came up at the cliff of the Ziz. And ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. And ye shall not need fight in this battle. Set yourself. Stand still. Stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord. O who? Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord and worshiped the Lord. And the Levites and the children of the Korahites stood up and praised the Lord of Israel, the Lord God of Israel, the Lord God of Israel, not Israel, the real people, the real deal, Israel, with a loud voice on high. Now here's what he said, verse number 20. Now you can understand the plot of 2020. Because the plot of 2020 was consulting of the spirit called the Pan Goddess. Look at somebody look up the word Pan Goddess. Look up the word Pan. Pan Goddess. It's a Pan Goddess in the world. They consult the Pan Goddess. They consult the Pan Goddess that came with what we call the Corona. The Pan Goddess connected with the Corona. The Pan Goddess in the world was supposed to connect with the high level of the gene of the brain of what we call the Adam, the highest level of the gene. So the Pan Goddess was supposed to go inside and shift the substratum of the gene of the Corona of mankind. Corona, which covers the crown that covers the neurons of the gene of mankind. It covers the genealogy, the wittiness, the creativity of who you are in you. And that's why the plot was to set in motion the royal family who will have the sovereign crown. They wanted the sovereign crown of the throne over in England. And the Madonna. They wanted to rule the high ranking of the families of the world in the religious sect. That's why Vatican City and the Pope and all of the orders of all of those councils, the council of those orders. Man, I'm telling you. Well, I'm sharing some stuff with you. When the council of those orders come together, the council of those orders have given orders to certain people, and those certain people who would be collateral damage in the world, and then those others who was part of the council, they will become sacrificed. So the council and the collateral damage are all in little cataclysmic events right now, and the cataclysmic events right now are in total chaos in the world, and you're getting ready to watch in the earth realm those last family. That's why in 2023, 29 billionaires died, 12 in America, and on this side you see the Rock the Rothschild son of the last part of the great bloodline. 87 leaves the earth realm, and you're watching what's getting ready to manifest. It's going to trickle down through those high-ranking families of the world, and you will see everything that God designed in his prophetic word based upon the word of God, the biblical word of God. You're going to see it manifest. In other words, what I'm taking you to is I'm revealing to you the scrolls, the Maccabees, the Solomon, the temple. I'm revealing to you all of the mysterious of things in the earth realm. And those things are what you're getting ready to see manifest in the earth realm, from the heavens to the earth reality. And many will see those powerful things begin to manifest. That's why the church world as it stands will never be the same, because it was the religious world. The religious world cannot outdo the kingdom. You know what Jesus came? You know when Jesus came on the scene and created the kingdom? He created the corona. He brought, that's why you see the, when you see people talk about angels, the halo over the angel, that's the corona of the halo when you see the angel. Those are the crowning of the sovereignty or the presence of Elohim, the omnipotent presence of God, the light. That means the light in you goes off. The greatness of the light goes off inside of you. That's why all the prophets are endangered species. And that's why some people can say God isn't using the prophets anymore. Or certain people or theologians can say there's certain things in the Bible that is biblically is fulfilled. No, this is translation. Everything is fulfilled, but that's not the end of a matter. That's not the total end. That's not the totality. I don't care what my evangelical brothers say. I don't care what my prophetic brothers say or other people say. God is forever moving. He's not laying locked. You don't limit the creativity of the mysterious of God. There is greater that God want to take you into. Then what do you do with the other 14 books that were not in the Bible then? That they didn't put in the 66 books. That means that we don't read those other 14 books that was taken out by translation. And even after the 1600, you started dealing with other things, other culture, other background. See, don't be maneuvered by these people who are calling them scholars and theologians. They only limited to what they can get or what they've been taught. Half of them are atheistic people anyway, because they don't really believe what God says biblically anyway, or Elohim or Yahweh is saying, because you're moving them beyond the normal capacity in the earth realm, in the frequency of the earth realm, in the power of the earth realm, in the depth of the earth realm. When in 2021, when I told the world what was happening in the United States Congress, at the United States Congress, when I spoke to the world exactly the detail one day before it happened, one day before it came into total existence, they were shocked in the world. They were shifted. You know where they were shifted? Because how is it that this man in this city, in this town, could go on Facebook Live and reveal to the world what is going to happen at the Capitol in Washington, D.C., and it would be literally chaos? And how did he know this? When we did a background check on his life, he's not taking money from nobody. He's not living a wealthy life. He's not operating all new things. We've been shocked, or they were shocked. You know what they were shocked? That even today, the United States government have CIA agents follow me. They follow me wherever I go. In my hotel room, they follow me. Places, they follow me. They send women to try to break my will and break me down and trap me in traps. I'm telling y'all the truth. This is what the government is doing. They got people that are trying to set me up even now. All of these things that are going on. See, I can expose the devil. Because some people say, they ain't ready for me. You ain't ready for me. See, you know why? Because I can expose the devil. You know how? Because this is what they've done to many people before. They've done this to many people before. So what can we do? What can we do if we can't stop? Listen to this. Listen to this. Let me read all down the shifts. No, let me share something with you real quickly so you can understand it. Here's what happened. Let's go over to Daniel chapter number 6. Let me show you what they try to do to Daniel in Daniel chapter number 6. Are y'all being blessed today? Are you being blessed? Are you being blessed? Here's what they did to Daniel in chapter number 6. Let's move over to Daniel chapter number 6. Look what they tried to do to Daniel chapter number 6. Daniel chapter number 6. Here's what they said to Daniel in chapter number 6. Daniel chapter number 6. I'm teaching you and I'm taking you to the word of God. Daniel chapter number 6. Here's what they said in Daniel chapter number 6. Now, this is Daniel chapter number 6. After Daniel began to reveal all things in the earth realm, here's what they said in Daniel chapter number 6. Good to see you, Brother OJ. Bless you on today, man. Servant, appreciate you. Thank God for you. I thank God for the gift that you are to the kingdom of God and the many things that God is revealing to you in this time and in this season. I hear the word of the Lord. God said there's some major healing going on within you. I see some things that God is healing within you. And the Lord is going into some scar tissues within you, and he's doing some healing within you, man, servant. I loose the strength of God over you, the power of God over you, and a major breakthrough. I'm looking at the next several things. There's some things that God is getting ready to do concerning a family matter and some things that you have before him that he's going to move over you, man of God. And I'm even seeing some things the Lord is doing, like in your chest area. I'm looking at some things, you're breathing, your chest area. The Lord is doing something internally in you. Even as I'm talking right now, I'm watching some things miraculously happening for your body at this time. Even some things that you, when you get up this morning, some things the Lord is doing in you and through you, says the Spirit of the Lord God. Get ready, man, servant. You ain't seen nothing yet of what the Lord is doing in your body. Now, this is Daniel chapter 6. Here's what he said. Here's what he said. It had pleased Darius to set the kingdom, to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole realm or the whole kingdom. And over these were three presidents in whom Daniel was first, that the prince might give an account unto the king that should have no damage. Daniel's job was to protect the king from the princes or the kingdom. So his job, Daniel's name means God is judge or judgment of God. Now, I'm getting ready to bless you so that you can understand the prophetic significance of what's getting ready to manifest in this month and what's getting ready to be on target for the month of April and what you will see in the month of June. And there will be a total transition in the royal family as it relates to June, July. You will see it from your eyes. You will watch and view the farewell season in Vatican City in the cataclysmic chaos that will take that city by storm. And I'm literally, when I say storm, you will almost see a wave hit the Vatican City and hit the Catholic Church. This, what you saw there, was nothing compared to what's getting ready to be addressed on a global level as it relates to the church there. Let me move on so you can be blessed today. Here's what happened. Then Daniel was preferred above the president and the princes because of the excellent spirit what was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. You see what I'm saying? Over the realm. King reigned, the reign and realm. Prophets controls reign in spiritual dimensions, realms and dimensions. So kings are reign. They reign over their sovereignty. They're ruling. They're over those nations and over countries. Realms are connected to like steps in the realm of the spirit. Dimensions now open you up to understand exactly the details of the dimension, third dimension. And that's why artificial intelligence, the reason why Elon Musk was talking about all this stuff is because artificial intelligence is the spirit to create an illusion to reality. And because I live in reality and I travel in reality, they can't fool me because I can transcend in the spirit world. Jesus was able to be right in front of his enemy, right in the face of his enemy. You can be right in the face of your enemy and transcend right before them. Why? because what you can do is you can create an illusion for them right in their face. That's why Eli Musk was tapping into this biblical, this transition, and they were over in the Arctic climbing because they were consulting Nephilim. How are we able to be in this world here and fool the people and make it look real, and make everything around them look real? Everything around you can look real, and it could be a lie, and we can fool the people. That's Eli Musk. We can make it look real, and while looking real, that we can steal the identity of people. We can steal the identity of the Jews. We can steal the identity of the tribe. That's why you got to be very careful in this dispensation, because the Native American, those are some powerful people. That's why they can be in this country, and they have the sovereign right. The Native American, those are some powerful people. And these are very prestigious people in the world because they have power. And that's why, and last year when over there in Canada, when they sent that smoke signal, y'all remember the year they sent that smoke signal? They caused a rift with the Native American because those smoke signals were all encrypted code. And I was trying to reveal to the world, when they were sending those encrypted smoke signals up, those smoke signals were sending up different codes to different secret worlds. And the Native American was trying to warn the people and let them know, look, you all have to wake up to what's going on. The Cherokee Indian, the Native American, all of them, they were trying to warn us to be aware of what was going on. But we were still sleeping. A lot of people were still sleeping. That's why there's a powerful move happening with the Native American, with all of those countries that are coming back over here. Let me share something with you so you can understand the prophetic timing. Even if the president of the United States said, let's seal the borders up, they don't even have power under the covenant. That's why they don't. That's why all you see all them 2 million people, 2.5 million people crossing over in the land. You know where they're coming over? Because that's the covenant. Those are tribal people returning. These are tribes returning right here to America. These are actual tribes. Study them. They're actual tribes. And so what happened is they made a covenant with what? Ukraine. And Ukraine sent 1 million of them over here. Do them study it. 1 million of them were sent over here. And then they were telling you the narrative that Ukraine is winning the war. No, Ukraine is being devastated by Russia. It's literally being in devastation. And the narrative is to manipulate it. And then those who are actually of our tribe or the Ham tribe, which many of us don't understand that we are the back of the American movement in the land. And our culture, because we integrated with them, the integrated systems of the world, when integration came, it moved us from the power of our wealth and our prestiges and our doctors and our lawyers. And when they integrated us, they miseducated us. And they forced them to teach us their system. And we had all the knowledge, so they miseducated our children. So the young men from 82, you see what Dr. Fauci did, what he did? From after 80, after 79 and 80, between 1970 all the way to now, they miseducated our children. So what you did, you have a generation of young people who are talented, who are gifted, who are great in those abilities and those things. They are fatherless because what they did is they came to destroy the structure of the family unit and the unit of the family. They came in to do it. And then they sent in AIDS virus in 1981, 82, 83 in our community because they went over in San Francisco to those men over there that were doing all of that stuff in San Francisco, Castro District, and all this, and they start buying their blood. They put it in magazine. You can even Google that too. And so what you have now in our community is you had a high level of AIDS virus. And if it wasn't from some of the actors, as it relates to Rock Hudson, Ronald Reagan would have never gave them funding for those things. that they didn't realize what they were doing. And if all of these things are happening, and guess what? They can do the fact checks, and guess what? It'll blow their mind too. Because guess what? It's the truth over the fact, I'm telling you. Now, let's move on this so you can understand. Now, look at what they did. Look what they did to Daniel. Here's what they said. Then the president and the princess sought. Now, listen to this. That's why you're dealing with people. When they can't find nothing against me, here's what they did. Here's what they did. Then the president and the princess sought to find an occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. But they could not find none, no occasion, nor fault. For as much as he was faithful, neither were there any error fault found in him. Then these men, what they do? We shall find an occasion against Daniel. We shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of who? The law of God. See? They wanted to find a law against the law of God. That's why they try to change timetables. Everything, they're trying to change timetables of things. They try to change the timing of things. But when you walk in the sacred winds of change, you walk in the presence and the power of the mysterious. That's the mysterious of things being revealed, the sacred winds of change. So the enemy can't find anything in you. They'll try to find an occasion against what you serve as it relates to relationship with God, or the presence of the glory of your relationship with the Lord. And if we find an occasion against that, then we can move swiftly over the plan and the strategy for which we have, or he has, so we can try to break the will and break the strategy for which he has in the kingdom of God. Here's what he said. Now, sound is critical in your silence, so you can understand what I'm talking about when I read 2 Chronicles 20 and 20. 2 Chronicles 20 and 20. That I got to move swiftly through this because we get ready to head to our sanctuary. We want to personally give you an invitation to join us there so you can be blessed to that. Here's what he said. He said, and they rose early in the morning and went into the wilderness of Tekoa, and they went forth. Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and so shall ye be established. Believe in his prophets, and so shall you prosper. Now, the sacred winds of change in the earth realm is very critical right now for the believers. Many of you are having anxiety as it relates to feeling like I need to be doing something. We need to be moving. The kingdom of God is at hand. No, the kingdom of God is already at hand. Things are already in motion. Things are already manifesting themselves in totality to what's getting ready to reveal. So if you understand this right now, in all this world of the secret society, listen to me here when I say this. All of what's going on right now is a medical issue in the land. When the pan goddess moved, and that pan goddess, that's the that goddess of nature, the pan goddess, that's where you get the word pandemic from. Once the pan goddess has been called up, let me give you an example. Let me give y'all a perfect example of this so you can really understand how serious I'm sharing with you. Do you remember when Saul sought the witch of Endor? You remember that Saul sought the witch of Endor? When he sought the witch of Endor, the witch of Endor didn't want to have anything to do with Saul. And once she found out that it was Saul, she said, you all kicked us out of your country. Saul made a deal with her and said, if you can consult Samuel, bring him up. I need to talk to him, because God was not talking to them. God is not talking to those leaders. Listen to me. So they sought the witch of Endor. The witch of Endor consulted what we call micromancy. Michael Mincy consulting the dead. And what happened when they consulted the dead, this is what happened. The spirit of Samuel rose up and said, what is this thing you're doing? And the witch of Endor was nervous and told Samuel, Saul, what is this you have done? Do you know what you're doing here? She was in fear. Let me tell you something. When the Pan goddess being called by these ancient deities, when they fail, it's called a sacrifice. And what you have is many of them consulted the Pan goddess to create a pandemic in the land. And what they do is they need the synergy of that spirit, that realm, for them to send things into atmosphere. That's what you get chemtrail. That's what you get what happened over in Wuhan, all of those. And when that Pan goddess give them so much time to do it in, they have to do it in that timetable. And guess what? The time is up. So it's reversing back to their bloodline. That's why they won't be able to survive the king of the throne. That's why the Pope can't survive over there. That's why Netanyahu can't fulfill what they want to do. That's why the colonial system is colliding, because the timing is up. It was a timetable that they had to do it in. And they had to do it under the what? The 6-6. That's why they kept using the dimensions of 6. In the dimension of man, the cycle of man, the cycle of man. And they didn't even, they had to understand what was transpiring in the land in detail. That's why you getting ready to see an economic cataclysmic showdown. That's what they did over in Libya. Because we're in the economic, the colonial system can't rise now. It cannot. That's why you saw what happened in the United States Congress over there. That's why you see the type of president of the United States the world has right here in America. It's in a cataclysmic. It's in a cataclysmic show. It's an utter collide. It's on its way down. And nothing can stop it from coming down. We're in an unstoppable timing. It's unstoppable. It cannot be stopped, because the plan of God's divine will must manifest itself to the totality. Total plan of God must manifest itself. It's in total, the totality of God must manifest itself. That's why you're watching the sound in the earth realm have shifted. So the sacred winds of change right now is here in the land. It's unstoppable, the sacred winds of change, happening right this moment. And here's what he said here. Here's what he told him in 2 Chronicles 20. Here's what it is. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto who? The Lord, El Elyon, Yahweh. And that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the armies and say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endured forever. And when they began to sing and praise the Lord set ambushment against Ammon. That's what you're watching right now. The Moabites. That's why you see everything being exposed from those who've been dealing with incest. Moabites, Mount Seir. You see all of those things happening in the mountains over there, and the things happening over in the Arctic climate, Mount Seir. Wind, which were to come against who? Judah. Everything that's coming against the tribe right now is in trouble. That's why they try to create artificial intelligence to replace you. That's why they're doing what they're doing over in Israel right now, to pretend that they're the chosen. Y'all ain't ready for me. They ain't ready for me. They ain't ready for me. And they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of what? Mount Seir. And utterly slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of everyone helped one another to destroy each other. They're destroying each other. Now, if you go back to some of what I'm sharing in my Facebook page here back in 2023 and some of 2022, I was saying the same thing. Just sit back and watch them destroy each other. Watch them destroy each other. Watch what happened. You all remember in 2023 year when the United States congressman, that was when they were trying to vote for a Speaker of the House, when they were voting for the Speaker of the House that they may step down. You remember one of the congressmen ran around another congressman, grabbed his hand around his neck, trying to choke him. That's what I'm telling you. That's what they were doing. That was back in 23 years. All of that stuff is happening. Cataclysmic showdown. Colonial system is being choked. It's happening. And what you're watching is you're watching the relief. You're watching what's getting ready to be released. And here's what he said. And King Jehoshaphat, let's move on. And when Judah came towards to watch the towers in the wilderness, they looked upon the multitude, and behold, there were dead bodies falling to the earth, and none escaped. None of what you're getting ready to see will be able to escape because God is going through the tribe. He's going through all of those. And even those who are connected, that's not connected to the plan of God, will be out of here. Those in the religious world, they will be considered collateral. In the religious world, it's called a sacrifice. In the world, it's called collateral damage. Now, I'm going to end on this so you all will understand this to the totality of 2024. When you deal with the council, you're dealing with the council of the night. The 24 elders, you're dealing with the council. You're dealing with the critical council here, men of God, women of God, people of interest. You're dealing with the council of God's will. So what happened between in 2023 to 2024 was all called the sacrifice. And leaders who was at the high level, the height of the level, and you all know who I'm talking about, the height of the level was T.D. Jakes. He's age 66. He was a sacrifice. P. Diddy set him up, if you look at the camera, so that he can get a lesser charge. Y'all ain't ready for me. So since everybody know it's the end, Quincy Jones, Barry Gordy, all of the high-ranking, all of those other ones in there, all know it's at the end of the era. What they did in 2022 is they raised up Usher, who's supposed to usher in what they gave him when he was a little young man to usher into this movement for 2024. So at the major Super Bowl conference, Usher means gatekeeper or doorkeeper. That's who he is. He means doorkeeper in the earth realm. So what you're watching is we in the dispensation, and we are in the civilizational covenant. So that passing mantle and passing sound and passing frequency, and so it was a powerful thing for the world to see. The new movie came out about Bob Marley. Bob Marley was a prophetic voice before they took him out in 81. Y'all ain't ready for me. And so God will raise up. I'm talking about some. You got to understand what's getting ready to come. And that's why you all saw those record-breaking people from Jamaica, them young ladies. They were breaking records. You don't understand what's coming out of the continent of Jamaica. That's why so many people, our brothers and sisters in Jamaica, going through all of the chaos over there, because it's all prophetic, and I'm revealing these things. You ain't seen enough what they're going to do to Haiti. And look at what's going on with the president, Hillary Clinton, President Bill Clinton, you don't even see him on any stages. You know why? Because he's in a state right here in his mind. I'm gonna be careful what I say. That's a president, the one called the black president. I don't know who neighbor you were talking about anyway when you said that. All of these things are happening right now. So you got to understand what they're trying to contradict. Bar Marley said they were trying to kill the prophet. He spoke it. And then had the son One Love. It was always a plot. See, when God raises up a prophetic voice in the land, it's a voice that's going to bring the nation to understand exactly the detail. They didn't go there and come and win all those, break all those records at the Olympics. See, you got to understand prophetic timing of things. This is a prophetic timing. The powerful prophetic timetable. Y'all better thank God for Prophet Matthew. Look at somebody and say, thank God for the prophet. I'm revealing so you can understand what's going on in the land. You can see what's happening in this time cycle that we're in. Now you're watching. No one is ruling the Caribbean seas because there's no one on the throne in Rome. Queen Elizabeth is gone. There's a concierge there. It's the powerful move in the land. All right, bless you all. Let me stop. Let me stop right here, and let's move from this so you can understand the detail of all that's happening around the world, saints of God, and know what the Lord is doing and what he's bringing to the forefront. Many people don't know it because they don't understand the prophetic significance of what's happening at this very time that we are in. Hallelujah. You're in it, and you're watching the manifestation of what's transpiring in the world and around the world for the people of God. Let me give you these points and end here. This is the first Sunday in the month of March. It's very important to know the details of what we're about to see and what is about to be unveiled to you, you, and you at this very timing that we in. I gave the points previously to you all, and I'm going to bring them to you again so you will understand the details of things that I was talking about. The countdown is on. Countdown is on. The countdown is on. The countdown is on. It's time to move in silence. Number one, we must move in silence. You have to move in silence. Number two, you must move in authority. Number two, you must move. Number three, you must move with your identity. Move with your identity. Number four, we must move from the my bad syndrome. You remember I mentioned that? Because you got a lot of people saying, my bad. Well, I tell you that. Oh, I'm sorry, that's my bad, my bad. You got to move from the my bad syndrome. Number five, we must move in the mysterious. You must move in the mysterious now. You have to move in the mysterious of God. It's critical to understand the mysterious of God. And all of these things are manifesting themselves in the prophetic realm, in the prophetic dimension of the land. I'm telling you, it's a quick timetable, a quick work that's happening for the people of God. And this is a word for you, Sister Sherry Webb. This is a prophetic word for you so you can understand this. The Lord is opening your eye up. This is a time where God is opening your eye up, your eye up. Notice I said your eye. That's the single eye, to be able to see clearly where you're getting ready to go in terms of the trajectory of your life and the assignments. God is getting ready to move you into assignments. You got to stop in this season when God using excuses why you can't do, why you can't move, why you can't go. You got to move past those fears. You have limited yourself right now. And the Lord said, break loose from those limits. Break loose from those limits. And you have to move quickly in this time that God has called you into for such a time as this, in such an hour as this. Superintendent Julia Burrow. There's a prophetic wind, and I'm telling you, man of God, there's a major prophetic wind coming in that region. I don't know what region you're in, but there's some things that's getting ready to shift in that particular region. And God is going, in this season, God is getting ready to reveal to you many things in your favor, mighty things. Even though you are who you are, in you there's a strong prophetic presence. You were just given titles by the ranking order. But there's many things in you are strongly prophetic, even I see in the family. The Lord said that your worship is getting ready to change because of the sound that's in the building and what he's getting ready to do in you and through you. That's why you have a lot of jealousy around you with people. They're there, but there's a lot of jealousy among colleagues that are around you, a lot of jealousy. That's why things are being held up. God is loosing some things, and you're going to see them begin to manifest in the month of June, July, preparing for the month of November in this time. Apostle Wallace, this is a prophetic word for you, man servant. This is what I hear for you. The Spirit of the Lord God said, man of God, prepare yourself to elevate. There's an elevation coming. And even in your region, God said, I'm moving you outside of the normal region. Even the church and the ministry you've been in has caused a frustration and literally to landlock what's inside you. There are greater things inside you about to manifest themselves in such a great way, in such a great place. But it's like almost like you, it's almost like you've been conformed. So you're trying to make a decision. What should I do? Where should I go? But there are greater things that the Lord is opening. If you step out, there are many people that will step out with you, says the Spirit of the Lord God. I even see an older lady. This is the older white family that's been connected to that ministry. I'm looking at something in the 70s to that ministry, in the 70s, that makes it difficult and even hard to strategically do what needs to be done. But God has raised you up to bring many of them out of the place of complacency, but it literally threw you into the place of complacency. So God is breaking those things down and breaking those things away for you, from you, so you can move to the next spiritual dimension in your life and the ministry that's in you, says the Spirit of the Lord God. You are in a great place, but there's some things that are frustrating you. And even after the loss of your mother, there's some things that God is really speaking to you about as it relates to the mantle carriers and the responsibilities and the duties of things that the Lord is doing in your life and for your life. Sister Sabrina Williams, the Lord said in this season that you're in, I'm looking at you at it's like 22. I think it may happen in 22, in 2022, but in this time period, the last 22 months, it's like some things have transpired. Now, you can go back and count that in terms of years and time, and you will see some of the things you went through and some of the choices and decisions you made. It's like trying to stifle you. God said, I'm breaking you out of the place of being stifled and stagnated in this season. Sister Aisha Smith-Hudson, the Spirit of the Lord God said, I'm opening up things for you even now in this season. And the Lord said, as you're writing and you're using your creativity, God said, I'm establishing things around you for such a time as this so that you can walk in the presence and the power of the victory that he has for you, in you, and through you. Joseph James, man of God, the Lord is ordering your steps right now. Now, there's some things that the Lord is doing concerning family and concerning the purpose of family. We in 911. When I tap into the 911, it's 911 in the central time zone, 10, 11 in the eastern time zone, and then 7-11 in your time zone. So in this prophetic timing, man of God, you have to be prepared for what God is doing in you and through you and for you, says the Spirit of the Lord God. It's like you keep reaching these certain places, and it's some things that delay you. But the Lord said, move swiftly, and watch them begin to manifest some things for you. Sister Wanda Nelson, the enemy is dealing with your bloodline. You're dealing with all generational things in your bloodline. In your bloodline, you're battling with generational warfare and generational battles in your bloodline. And in your bloodline, you're dealing with these generational battles and generational fights that is frustrating you. It keeps delaying you, and you're asking the Lord what's going on, because it's generational things that are fighting you. And I'm looking at the fourth generation of your family line. It's in the fourth generation. So it's generational bloodline battle, and it's related all around addiction and finances. It's weighted around addiction, it's weighted around finances, and it's weighted around self-esteem. And if I go deeper, it'll deal with some incest in the bloodline, some deep incest in the bloodline, that the piercing of some blood in that line that's causing a cataclysmic fight within the family life, and it's frustrating the DNA of your purpose right now. And that's why you asking God about relationships. Why is it that you're going through these things? Because it's a contaminant in those fourth generation of the bloodline, 20, 40, 60, 80 years, and it's fighting you to the highest level. And I sense in the spirit, even things around you concerning family members are suicidal thoughts. They're vividly in the line of suicidal thoughts, heavy suicidal thoughts. And I rebuke, I denounce that in that demonic spirit that's vividly in the living host, to break it right now, to bring you out of that. Even some things concerning the mother's side and on her side, deep into her side of the family line, to cut the cord so you can be released into the victory and the purpose for which God has for your life even now in this season. Sister Linda K. Chandler, this is a prophetic word for you, woman of God. I hear the word of the Lord God says, this is the timetable for which I establish you in, based upon 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, verse number 8. Had the prince of the air known who the Lord of glory was, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. But God said, as it is written, eye had not seen, ear had not heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man the things for which God had ordained for them who love him. You're walking in a different place in this season. And God said, I'm opening some things up for you, some new things up for you in this season. And don't be afraid to make a major move that's getting ready to come your way. There will be a major move that God will open. Don't be afraid. You're going to question it. You're going to ask God about it. But I'm prophesying as a servant of the Lord God. You don't need another prophetic word for this one. Move with haste when that door is opening up, because God is opening it up for you to move into it with power and authority, says the Spirit of the Lord God. It will be power and authority, says the Spirit of the Lord God. And if look, you've been waiting for 15 years anyway for the Lord to do it on your behalf. And I believe God, I'm going to prophesy the word of the Lord God. Do it, God, do it. Do it right now, because it's the timetable that God has for you right now in this dispensation hour. You in that. And there's some things around you that's delaying it because it's questionable. But the questionable are them. The questionable is not God. It's them. So trust the Lord as he's moving over you, in you, and through you, says the Spirit of the Lord God. It is so, and so it is for you right now in this timing that we're in. The power and the glory of God is manifesting itself for you, in you, and through you in this timetable that you're in. Sister Frazier, you are in a time. I hear the word of God. The clock is ticking, woman of God. The clock is ticking. The clock is ticking for you. There's some things that the Lord is getting ready to open for you. This is your year of a presentation. Write this word down, woman of God. This is your year of a presentation. Write this down, Sister Peter Gay. This is the year of your presentation. I want you to write this down. And this is for a lot of my Jamaican friends that are on here. I want y'all to write this down. This is y'all year of the presentation. Because what God is about to do for many of you all in this year is going to be gigantuan. It's the opening portal. What was hid is coming forth. What was delayed will not be delayed. You're in that portal right now that God is solidifying the earth realm concerning you, even in this time. Even in your divine connection, woman of God, Sister Fraser, you're going to see everything begin to manifest itself in this season that you're in. It's literally like you connected somebody. Let me share this with you. You got to be very careful, woman of God, who you connect people with that are famous. You got people in your life that don't deserve to be in your line of connection. There are people in your life that don't need to be connected to your connection. What they'll do is they'll contaminate your connection, and you'll wonder why it's delayed. You work hard to get those connections, not them. And just because you want them to be connected to your connection, what they'll do, they'll carry a scent that will literally curse your blessing. They will carry a scent. God has established you, and so I prophesy back into that frequency that don't share certain things with people, because what they'll want in when they don't have access to be in. You have access to be in. They'll want in. God don't want them in yet, because God is dealing with their life. They want in on what God is doing for you. So financially, things will be shifted. Things will be moved and maneuvered. Woman of God, you are in a powerful position in this season. And the Lord said, don't make any more covenants with those people to be part of their clique. Don't make covenants. I already have a door open for you. Matter of fact, I heard a word, a name brand. There are an invention that God has, a name brand. It's like on the computer. God, you've been messing with some creative things. God said, I have a name brand. Your name have a name brand on it. Matter of fact, let me bless this so you can understand it. You know, Versace died, I think, in 96. He was worth at that time somewhere like $300 million or $150 million, somewhere around that price. When he died, he was worth almost $1 billion. He didn't, only all of his wealth went to what? His sister's child. And now his house, which is on the South Beach, is a hotel that is making millions of dollars. God has some creativity in you that will mark you for greatness. But because of his lifestyle, he lost many things that God wanted to bless him with in such a great way. Can I prophesy to some of you? Some of you right now, you are in your witty creative year because of the Gregorian calendar feels it. They can't go any further. They can't go any further over in Israel. They can't go any further in the colonial system. Their map have been decoded. In other words, everything that you're seeing, everything that you're hearing, they are in breach of the breach of their system. So God is name branding some of you for right now. You are going to be the name brand in the video. Come on, Pastor Helio, soul your mind. I am showing my people the power of where you're going to be and the things that will be released unto you in this hour, season, and dispensation. I am making your name branded. That's why I'm talking to the business people now. I told you I got a word for you all. You got to understand you are in the wind of the name brand in the earth realm. You are the branded of the earth. You're the brand of the earth right now. You've been solidified. That's why all of those high-ranking families of the world are coming down. They have stole enough, and God said enough is enough. They open up the pan-goddess realm of the spirit, and those pan-goddess, that spiritual realm is pulling them down. They're dying. They're coming down. What was here today, it will no longer be here tomorrow, because I'm pulling it down for my people. These are my people. Time says the Spirit of the Lord God. Your name brand. I'm a establishing the name brand. You will see the name brand right now. And nobody can stop the name brand, because the name brand has the patent. The patent is in you. I'm not calling for artificial intelligence. AI and all of these microchips that I'm putting inside the people, my people, which are called by my name, the sound, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then they will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and heal their land. You're in it. Your prophetic declaration. You're in it. The powerful season that you're in. Magnify, magnify, magnificent, magnanimous of the things of the Lord God. It's very powerful what's happening. So get ready to walk in it. That's the spirit of the Lord God. All right, saints of God, I need everybody to help us out today. We need men and women of God to step out in this day. Step out with me on this day because of what the Lord is doing. And I need my partners. And real quickly today, we got a special guest in our service today. Mother Judy Hines will be there. So join us in the building. She's a mother of Zion. She's going to bless us. She's got a powerful word from the Lord for many of you all today. So if you're in our city, join us. We're going to be doing our Facebook Live approximately around 11:30. It's going to be a powerful word from the Lord. Those of you who are partnering with us, those of you who are connected with us, we're celebrating you all today. With those of you who have birthday, happy birthday to you all. Sister Angie, Angie Ziegler, bless you, woman of God. You have a birthday tomorrow. Bless you on today. We honor the Lord for you, you, and you on today. All right. I want everybody to know this. I need your partnership. We're trying to do some major things. Our church is in a major project, and I have to, and there's some things that I have to do by next week. So this is next week. We're getting ready to do something major for our ministry next week. We're doing some things as it relates to our community, economic development, and creativity. So those of you who will say, Prophet Matthew, I want to sow a $100 seed into this project. I want you to call it the Church Project. It's the Church Project of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. It's our church project. Now, you can do it via Zelle. God bless you, Brother Maurice. Bless you on today, Brother Maurice. Love you, man of God. Thank you all for connecting. This is our church project. Our church project. It's powerful. We're going to finalize things on this upcoming week, and we want you to be part of it and want you to connect with us during this church project. I'm going to minister prophetically, then I have to jump out of here to get to our service. It's our church project, and those of you who will support it, if the Lord prompt your spirit to sow more, please do that. Please do that. Good to see you, prophet of the Lord, Jesse McCullum. Good to have you on, man, sharing with us on today. But I need your support, partners, covenant partners, virtue members, members of the ministry. I need your support for this one. I need your support for this project. It's going towards our projects. When many of you come in for our March Gladness Conference, which is March 22nd and 23rd. You will see the project. You'll know it has been a blessing by you and you on today. All right, you're going to sow into the seed today. And those of you who are sowing your tithes and your offering, you can do that as well, too. You can do it via Zelle at We Restore Zelle at RFPIM. That's money sign RFPIM. I need us to do it real quickly today, if you would. Hallelujah. Thank you, Prophet Matthew, for the birthday shout out. You're welcome. Bless you on today. Bless you on today. Bless you on today. We're going to do this. If you're going to do it via Zelle, go to We Restore You. That's the letter U in the alphabet at yahoo.com. We Restore You, the letter U at yahoo.com. If you want to do it at the website, go over to our website at werestoreyou.org. Partners today, bless you on today. Partners today, bless you on today. I need your support in this project. And as a prophetic person, I'm one who believe that if God has prompted us to do it to be a blessing. And I need your support, man of God, woman of God, kingdom leaders, those that are connected to us. We need your tremendous support right now in making that happen in this season and seeing it manifest itself to the exact details. For those of you who are connecting with us in this season and connecting with us in this hour of our the ministry and of the project that is connecting with us. We've been on it for a minute, so we need your support and your help at this time. You're connected with us. We appreciate your support and your help, Covenant Partners. Okay, thank you on today. Would you do that? Please share this with others that they will be blessed by the word of the Lord God. Please share this with others who will be coming later on to connect with us. They'll be coming later on to connect with us as we share the word of the Lord God. I appreciate all of the partners and the supporters who have supported us over the months, the weeks, and the year. I want to see you all for our conference this month. It's called the March Gladness Conference. The March Gladness Conference. We're right around the corner from it, and I'd love to see you in the building. Some of you who are followers, if you're in the region, please join us for our March Gladness Conference. That's March 22 and 23. It will be powerful, Pat. We got two powerful speakers that will be ministering the word from the Lord. It's called our March Gladness Conference. That's usually our church celebration at that time, but we're going to have that at a later time. But we want to see you for our conference in connecting with it. It's in Illinois there at our church, 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. March Gladness Conference is right before us. We're just several weeks away, and it's going to manifest itself in such a powerful way. And many people are going to be blessed by the March Gladness Conference. And we want to see you and you. Now, many of you who have been connected with us over the last several weeks, you have saw the increase of supporters that have been coming, especially during our 7:30 time, and being blessed by the word of the Lord God. I decree and declare that many of you are going to see such a powerful move in the land, and it's going to manifest itself in this month in such a great way. And when it does, lives are going to be changed, a life-changing experience. And that's why I'm giving many of my partners and people who are covenant with us an opportunity to connect with us while we're at this place in ministry. And you're there. You're there. Many of you who are connecting with us now are watching the multitude of things happening. Those who are joining us on our Facebook, who are coming, and those who are surrounding with us, you want to really connect in this season. And if you're interested in us coming to your city or your town to minister the word of the Lord God, I would love to come and minister to your church, your congregation, whether by a prophetic explosion, a conference or a workshop, or even where we can share our book with people. You want to do it and have a book club. We'll love to come and bless your people and minister to them. If you want to do it in a private setting of 25 people and just invite me to minister to your leaders and your congregation, I would love to do that. It's my passion as a prophetic voice to the nation to minister to the men and women of God and leaders who are desperate for change for their church and can do it with love. We have an apostolic and a prophetic team of people who are ready to be a blessing to your ministry. And many people say, well, it's going to cost us a lot of money. We are a ministry of reconciliation, not to wreck your budget, wreck your life, but we're here to bless you and to bless the kingdom of God. And that's what this ministry is all about in this time, to bless you. Many times people wait for a person to get up here, and then it's expensive. But while you're here, you have an opportunity to make it personal and connect with the things that the Lord is doing for your life and in your life. To reach out to us, call our office number at 877-912-2027. 877-912-2027 and connect with us. We love to come to your city, town, and nation to minister the word of the Lord God to the people of God. Those of you who will meet us in our service today, I want to see you personally in the building today. Would you join us? Want to see you. I want to see you there. Brother Allen, we want to see you in the building today, you and your family there. I want to see our covenant partners, our virtue members. We want to see you in the building today because there's going to be a powerful word for the Lord for your life. Now, our San Antonio church, if you're in Houston, Texas, you're in Dallas, Texas, you're only 4 hours away. So you have no excuse to come to our San Antonio church because we're in San Antonio, Texas. We're right in the region of San Antonio, Texas. We'll be there this week in San Antonio, Texas, ministering the word of God. So you don't have to come 900 miles. All you have to do is come to San Antonio, Texas, to our local church. You can go to Tina Rice's page or one of our other leaders' page, Sister Toya's page, Gwen Marshall's page, even my page and some of our other leaders' page to know the time we'll be there ministering the word of God. So we in your region, see, I believe like this. If you want what God has for you, you don't have to make an excuse for where you are. When I wanted my father in the gospel to bless me, I was willing to go all the way to Toledo to see him. I was willing to go all the way out to California because when the oil is fresh, I definitely want an oil change. And I don't wait for the oil to be over its mileage to ask for an oil change and then the engine lock up. You have to go where it's needed and where your life is changing at. Sister Annette, Johnny, hope to see you this morning. Hope to see everybody this morning in the place in the 5220. Put that up there on the screen. Somebody from the San Antonio Church, put it on the screen for the people. Wasm Drive, I think, Wasm Drive, Suite 102. You can come. We want to see you there. Yeah. And we want to connect with you, but we want to see you. Now, our Lifeline Conference, you can mark this date. Our Lifeline Conference is June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. That's Lifeline Conference. That's the huge conference. It will be here. So we want to give you an opportunity to fly in. You'll have hotel information. You'll have details of our huge conference. That's the biggest conference we have every year. It's called the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference. That's our conference line. You can connect with that, our conference line, and be connected with it. All right, people of God, I'm looking to see you in the building today and follow us on our Facebook page and follow us on our rejoice102.com Tuesday night, 6:30 to 7, and Saturday afternoon from 3 to 3:30. You'll be blessed by the word of the Lord God. Stay connected with us. If you're a leader, you're a prophetic man, prophetic woman, stay connected. We have some powerful preachers on here. Bishop Fabian Tucker, he's on here, Facebook. Connect with him on his Facebook page. He's a powerful man of God. We have Apostle Greg Jacob and Apostle Selena Randall. Join them. They're on Facebook. They're doing Wednesday and they're Saturday as well too. These are all our partnering with us. And then we have Apostle Maurice Simmons in the city of Newport News, Virginia. So if you're in Newport News, Virginia, support Restoration Truth Ministry in Newport News, Virginia. These are all sons and daughters and men and women of God, of ministry that I know I can recommend to be a blessing to your ministry, to be a blessing to your my cousin, Dr. Beverly London, share her ministry there. Join these great, powerful leaders that are ministering the word of God. We have Sister Shawnee Mack on here. She have a business, powerful businesswoman. Support her business. She got so many powerful things to share. Brother Shamar, he have his business on there. We want to thank Elder Foster, one of my great men of God of the ministry, who's on the conference line, who blesses. Bless you, Elder Foster. I thank you, man of God, powerful man of God. He comes on Sunday morning, gets on the phone, pray, bombard the kingdom of darkness and kingdom of heaven on behalf. We thank God for his wife, Deborah, and Elder Foster. Bless you, man of God. We appreciate you. These are all the people I appreciate so greatly. Sister Nicole McLeod, she has some beautiful paintings. Go over to her place. I'm an artist. I love artwork. I don't invite everybody to my house to see my art. I like artwork. I'm an artwork guy. I love painting. I love painting myself. You know, I love art, creativity. Connect with it. You'll be blessed. Prophetess Tina Rice, she have a powerful business. She's a businesswoman who has a hairdressing business. She is a hairdresser. She will dress you for the occasion. She will do your hair, in other words, and make you ready for the occasion. We got clothing designers on here who does clothing. They are connected to us. And they're good at what they do. You just have to be good at being able to support them and see the manifestation of what God is doing for them in that business. She's in that location there in San Antonio, Texas. Support them. Support what they're doing and build and watch how God is doing it. Go to Gwen Marshall page. Gwen Marshall can change your credit report if you're a business person. If you need CPR classes. She can do your CPR classes. She can bless you. She can get you your CPR license, whatever you need. You don't need anything. You come right to this page. I preach the word. I've given revelation. I support our business people. I build our kingdom up. Why wouldn't you want to be part of what we're doing? If you're going to be a blessing, you're going to be a blessing to us. I got other people here with great talents and skills that will bless your life and will be life-changing. All right? Thank you for connecting with us today. Please, if you would, support that. Sow that seed today. Those of you who are sowing your tithes and offerings, please sow that seed today. We need your support in this move. I need your support in this move today. So connect with us and sow that seed today. It is appreciative. God bless you, Sister Shamika Wiggins. The military woman of God, you and Elder Hunter, y'all had me rolling while we were traveling. Man, I said, you know, this is funny. Let me just tell the humor at everybody. You know, we were all traveling to on an assignment. They was all in there talking about military. Then I said, I wish these people, what I want to know about military. I'm in the army. I'm in the fight of my life every day. I'm in the military every day doing ministry. I'm a five-star general. They got some more stars. I'm that too. I'm in the Joint Chief of Staff with the stuff I deal with in military with folks. But it was a blessing to get to hear some of the stuff that they were talking about because it just blessed my soul. But bless you all on today. Please throw that seed today if you would and call it the building church seed that you're sowing until we greatly appreciate you all on today. All right, thanks to God. We'll see you in the building today. We have a powerful mother of Zion going to minister to us the word of God. Thank you, Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. We'll see you in the building. And Restoration Destiny Center, we'll see you in the building. And for those of you who are connected with us, Lorraine Matthews Ministry, Alabama, bless my entire team there. There it is. What is it? Lifestyle Hair Studio. Thank you, Tina Rice. Lifestyle Hair Studio there. Lifestyle Hair Studio, specializing in hair design, wellness according to your blood type, certified trauma mental health counselor. I'm telling you, we have some powerful people that you need to connect with, and I know that it will be life-changing for you all. All right? Thank you on today. May the Lord bless you. And those of you who are in Jamaica, please share this with many of the people over in the island of Jamaica. They really need to understand where they're at and what God is doing over in Jamaica, whether it's Spanish Town, Kingston, Montego Bay, over on the Oshirio, over in those areas. It's a very powerful thing that God is doing over in the island there for you all. All right, be blessed, people of God. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. We'll see you in our sanctuary in about an hour and a half from now. May the Lord be with you, and may his spirit cover you, is my prayer for you on today. Thank you, and we'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. God bless you all.
Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, Give me you.